you can't always get what you want, especially if you act now for a limited time. Call and order something off of TV. There goes the Stones, Doug and Joe show. You ever bought a Snuggie? You buy crap off TV. Did you ever buy one of those damn robe blanket things, a Snuggie?
No, I've never bought a Snuggie, but they look good. They look comfy. I've always had a robe.
Yeah. I mean, nothing really compares to the robe. Dana right now, too, working on, we're trying to get some Dog and Joe Show robes for giveaway, possibly.
Oh, God, really? Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Just in time for spring. if you've ever bought a Snuggie, what you have to do is pay attention. You might be getting a check, a refund check in the mail, courtesy of the FTC, because the marketing group has reached a deal with the Federal Trade Commission, which accused the company that makes Snuggie of duping customers into paying more than they expected through hidden processing fees and handling charges.
Good Lord.
218,254 refund checks, totaling more than $7.2 million going out to people who thought they were getting a buy one, get one free offer that actually costed more. So the average check, if you've bought a Snuggie, if you receive one, is going to be about $33. But wait,
there's more.
Yeah, there's more, Dana.
Usually those are like $2, maybe 30 cents when you do these class action lawsuits.
Yeah.
Like that's actually a chunk of change.
Well, I don't think this was a class action. I think the FTC got involved.
So they're
going to hit you a little bit harder.
Got it.
But here's the other stuff. They're going to compensate other customers who have bought perfect bacon bowls, magic fresh doors, perfect brownie pans, cat's meow, and the Roto Punch product. This agreement, also, I guess from the same company, is going to return money to thousands of customers in New York and across the nation who thought they were buying items at the price advertised on TV, but ended up paying extra merchandise and hidden fees. So the products aren't faulty. They do as the ad claims. They snug you and eat you and warm you, and they put perfect brownies in pans and whatever. But they just got duped because of charging and handling fees. So the cost on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you this, and I start with you, Joe, because I think I know the answer. What's the worst or best thing you've ever bought from TV? If in fact you can even remember.
Goodness gracious. Buying off the TV is fantastic. Then they've upped it one better, where they gave you the in-store aisles as seen on TV.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Then they upped it one better, and they gave you an entire as seen on TV store.
Uh-huh. You're yeah. heaven.
The Galleria Mall has an as seen on TV store.
Is it still open?
Oh, yeah.
And you go there like a lot.
Yeah, well, I don't know about a lot, but every time I go to the mall, I go there. That's... And I usually buy something.
Okay, so what have you bought? What have you bought off TV? Best or worst
thing? The Ove Glove. You know what that is?
The Ove Glove?
The Ove Glove. That's an oven mitt.
Okay.
And it looks like an actual, it's got five fingers.
That's what a glove is. It's not a mitten.
Yeah, it's not a mitt, so it's an oven glove.
Uh-huh.
Works great.
Like the Ove Glove.
Works fantastic.
Can you actually pull a hot pocket out, a steaming hot pocket out, without getting burnt with an Ove Glove?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. You can use it twice. So you could pull one hot pan out of the oven without taking it off and let it cool, pull a second.
Wow, the Ove Glove.
Ove Glove worked.
Okay.
Worked.
Okay, so that's a good thing.
That was one of, I won't say it's the best, but it's one of.
766-9370, best or worst thing you bought off TV for a limited time offer.
I'll tell you the worst.
Okay.
And I was so excited about this thing, too. It was I believe, called the Samurai Sharpening Stone, the Samurai Sharpener, I think is what it was called.
Okay, what is this?
And it was looked like a round half an egg. So it looks like you cut an egg in half, so half a dome, if you will.
Okay.
Or a dome. And it had a suction cup on the bottom of it. Mine was white, so you would suction it to the countertop.
Is this that stupid thing you brought to work one time over at the meth lab?
The knife sharpener?
Yeah.
You better believe it was.
Okay.
And it ruined two knife blades.
Wow. So, yeah. It didn't sharpen them.
Yeah.
It dulled them. And in fact, it didn't dull them. It ruined them.
Ruined the blades. And he had to give them to a buddy so he could sharpen them, put the edge back on it for me.
What did you pay for this, the Samurai sharpener?
That one there was... Probably at the time, you can get them now cheap, but I think at the time is typically what they all are, $19.99.
Okay, and like you buy five, you get 50 more free?
Sure.
Okay.
What else have I bought that's been a pretty handy item? Hey. Oh, you know those closet lights?
The ones that you push?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like they stick up with like two-way tape or whatever, you just push the actual lens.
I got them everywhere.
I'm surprised you didn't go for the clap-on.
I don't have the clap-on one. I've never seen that in the As Seen on TV aisle, but if I find a clapper in there, and you catch them once in a while, they're always sold out.
Yeah, Joe, he doesn't buy those because he always says, oh, man, he goes, I didn't know you had to clap. I thought you just had to have it. I thought you just needed the clap. I didn't know you had to.
I learned the difference a long time ago.
The clap-on is like the original, you know, Philips Hue light bulbs. It was the original smart light bulb. You clap instead of telling it to turn itself on. Yeah. That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Clap-on. 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 It's so stupid.
Oh, Joe would sing the song, too, if he bought them.
Clap-on, clap-off.
The clapper.
By far the best thing I've ever purchased from an As Seen on TV thing is a remote control for my lights. And it's basically $9.99.
Yeah.
It plugs into the wall. You plug your lamp into it, and it's just got a remote control that goes with it. You can walk into your living room and hit the on switch, and both lights come on. I had to buy two.
Again, just like a smart home would do now.
Yeah.
If you have the technological.
Basically, what this is a smart home for a cheap man.
Wow.
Or woman.
Or a smart device for a dumb man.
Yeah.
A cheap home.
Absolutely. You don't want to pay the $9,000 for the dimmable lights and the you know, smart speakers and all that.
What was that stupid thing you bought? That camping tent thing that you brought in here? That thing? Remember, it was some sort of...
Oh, you're talking about the pouch couch.
Yep.
The pouch couch.
Yep.
That was a massive fail.
That's a sack of suck is what that thing was.
Yeah, you got that thing. What does the pouch couch do?
Nothing. And it looked like it was one of the best inventions known to man.
What you're supposed to do is be able to capture air and seal it and be able to sit on a fluffy couch.
Yeah, a couch made of air.
What do you mean capture air? Like what? Like
it's got these big Velcro things, two Velcro holders. Uh-huh. So it looks like pontoons, if you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So imagine it's like a big U-shaped pontoon.
Okay, and
so
it's got a pouch.
It's got like these air capsules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a pouch. And you pull the Velcro apart, and you're supposed to put it into the wind, let the wind blow into it, and seal the Velcro up. And
so,
then,
like, could you fart into it?
You probably could, because you're very gassy.
Yeah.
Or like, burp or whatever? Or are you supposed to, like, run down the hall? Or how do you do it?
Well, running down the hall ain't going to get her done, because I tried that.
Yeah.
I even tried to run down the hall with a friend here. So one friend grabbed one tube, I grabbed the other, we ran down the hall together, we still couldn't fill them up. I stood outside on the balconies in the wind, still couldn't fill them up.
So that's what you're supposed to do is just be able to capture the air, like if you're out at the beach or whatever. You don't need a compressor.
Correct.
Is the design.
Yeah,
or
and
the
then
thought.
They fold up real tiny and small so you can, you know.
So like if you're out at the beach with the kids and stuff, the kids run down the beach and they capture air instead of like flying a kite. They run through it, the whole family lounges on a big fluffy couch.
Yeah, well, you're not even supposed to have to run down the beach. You're supposed to be able to stand in the wind.
And it just fills up.
Yeah, but that's crap. It doesn't work right, you know?
Pouch couch.
I can't fill it. I've never been able to successfully fill it once.
766-9370, best or worst thing that you bought off of TV? Everybody has these damn things that they buy or things that they see on TV. How many people actually buy them? Because I'll truthfully tell you right here and now, not one thing have I ever ordered or called on. Ever.
That's not surprising.
In my entire life, I've never picked up a phone. And you got to think, I grew up in the KTEL years when all they did was advertise music, you know. And there were a couple times where my mom or whatever, they'd get records, you know, collections, and they would buy them for me. But me as an adult or as a young man having money, never, ever did I ever pick up the phone. And there's been some fantastic musical collections that they've sold on TV that I've wanted to call on, but I've never ordered anything off of an infomercial or TV.
That's
ever.
Because you do ridiculous amounts of research and then you realize that it's probably not worth the money.
That's true, Dana.
Yeah.
You even ruined shopping on television.
How lazy is that? They still have the shopping network on, and I still see every now and again people are hawking jewelry.
Yeah.
And they're still selling.
How lazy
stuff.
Is that? Shopping on TV is the original online shopping. Maybe they say, oh, people like to get drunk and do their online shopping right now. That's how it all started. 2 o'clock in the morning, you're all buzzed up. You're on the phone.
Yeah.
I want the 57,000-piece knife set for $9.99.
Yeah. I need to cut a chunk of concrete right now in half.
You still got those jackhammers for $12.25?
Hey, you're not going to believe this, man, but I'm out on a lake right now. I got a hole in my boat. I need some of that black spray glue.
Yeah.
I'm sinking.
That guy really cut that boat in half and put that black glue on there and float across there.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I got a job starting up on Monday. I got to hang from a girder 75 stories up in the air by my hard hat. You got that glue?
I saw it held an elephant up wearing a hard hat on TV.
Yeah. Hey, I got a big dinner engagement for my Christmas party coming up this week, and I need some of that hair in a can. You got that spray on hair?
That looks like it really works.
Is that Ronco guy around, man? I need some of that hair. Jesus.
I'd like to know how that actually sprays out like that. That is an impressive commercial.
You know what it is? It's a bunch of sawdust. And like the guy, you know,
it looks like it's spraying strands out.
I know it doesn't. He's raking up like short hairs or pubic hairs from public bathrooms. And
they are not.
It's like cat hair and dog hair. Oh. He shoves it in a can and he puts aerosol in it and he colors it whatever color you want. It just sprays like sawdust on you. And
it's spraying more than just coloring. Because it's shooting something onto your head.
Has anyone ever bought that?
The spray hair.
Yeah, I want to know, has anyone ever bought a can of spray on hair?
Hey, would you be willing to bring it down here and let us see what that looks like? I'd just like to spray it on the asphalt out front and see if it does.
Don't even make the jokes about me, because I thought you were going to say you're going to spray it on me.
I know you wouldn't allow that, but if someone could hold you down long enough, I'd squirt it on top of your head.
Who has ever bought that garbage? I mean, really. And for the guy out there listening to this right now going, oh my God, I want to call so bad, but I'm that idiot.
Yeah, you two jerks. What's wrong with you two? I used to like you. Now you're going to make fun of the one thing that got me laid, that spray on hair.
Yeah, and you've met me. You guys didn't even ever notice.
God. How do you think I got that woman on my arm?
John, welcome. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good. Good.
Good. So, 2 in the morning, infomercial. I was having severe back pain at the time, and infomercial comes on regarding this device where you put on your knee, and there's a little ball that presses behind your knee.
Oh, it's that band. It's like that leg band that's supposed to apply pressure.
Correct. So, anyway, so it was buy one, get one free, so whatever. So, I order it. And I get it in the mail, and again, my sciatica was acting up, was all screwed up, and I was kind of, you know, laughing about it. And I put it on, and son of a gun, the damn thing worked. I'm screaming for my wife. I can't believe it. My pain is gone. It worked.
Is it still working today?
Yeah, you know, the pain's not there anymore, but once in a while when it acts up, I put it on, and it works, maybe not 100%, but about 90-95%. I couldn't believe it.
See, now I've
now
seen
what
this.
Is that?
I've seen this thing, and I've known other people now, because you know I had sciatic trouble.
Yeah, and lots of people do, man.
They do, and that's how they get you on these infomercials. Like that goddamn Larry King, he sits on there and he talks about this fish oil from fish from like Australia or whatever, and this fish dust, and he talks about how good...
CoQ10.
Yeah, that's what it is. He talks about how great it's going to make you feel. Well, when people feel miserable, you know, and you have arthritic pain or you've got sciatic, you're like, oh my God, you'll do anything because you've been to the doctor, you've been to the chiropractor, you've been everywhere, and nothing that has helped. So you see this and you're like, wow, can it help me? You thought the very same thing that most people did, but you're saying it worked.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I got in the mail around 2 or 3 o'clock. I put it on, my wife was home, and I was jumping up. My wife came downstairs. My pain was about gone. I was excited and then laughing because it was an infomercial. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
that blows me away.
And yeah. I now know people that. if you read online, other people, they use like those athletic bands or that that sport tape, you know, like
yes.
Tennis stars.
Yep.
A lot of people are doing that around their calves, around their knee or upper thigh to relieve sciatic pain. So there's been some science behind that kind of application working now, and it all stems, I think, from that infomercial. So it is legit. You say it works.
Yeah, even if you, I figured out now, even if I'm driving, I don't have it, I use my finger, and I press in the area real hard, it seems to work by just pressing with your finger as well in that same area. Not as well as maybe the
device.
Device, but you know, now that I know where that area is.
That pressure point.
Press hard,
let me ask you this. What do you do for a living? Do you sit a lot?
Yes and no. I own my own corporate window cleaning tile company, so I'm half and half, drive between jobs. And,
okay. You know, so, do you exercise?
I do a spin bike. I can't. I have I've had bad shoulders. I've had surgery on both shoulders and both elbows.
Okay, so just, let me just tell you this for the sciatic pain. Start stretching. Do it daily. Yeah. And walk 45 minutes a day if you can. And
it fixed yours. Well, not fixed, but it, I mean, it's made it a lot better.
It really has. And then sleep with your legs elevated with a pillow underneath. And then when you lay on your side, put a pillow in between your knees. Mine's almost gone. I mean, I have days where I'm kind of like, huh, got a little tick there. But that's amazing that thing works. Huh, I appreciate it.
Yeah. 100% recommend it. I don't know the name of it. I forget it.
I've seen it.
Get it.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mark. Mark, good morning. Says you bought a Snuggie. You got money coming.
Oh, yeah. I bought a Snuggie. Loved the thing so much that my kids kept on borrowing it, so I had to buy them Snuggies. And I had one other one that I bought that I watched. I said, I got to try it. My Pillow. Love it.
I can't handle that guy.
Well, Mike, he looks happy.
Yeah, but there was a big class action lawsuit for California. The state of California actually sued that Mike guy.
I saw that, but I mean, he's getting a good night's sleep, so I don't think it bothered him.
I love that pillow.
Yeah. Hey, you got to show up on court Monday. What's your excuse? I could be working at court. Well, I was on my pillow, and I that's how well it works.
Yeah. You're gonna lose the entire company. Why don't you look sad? Well, I slept well last night.
And then don't ever fall for the jackhammer driver. I bought one of those on the info commercial. It sucks, man.
Well, what is the jackhammer driver?
I can't believe you of all people don't know about this.
What is this one?
It's a powered golf driver.
Oh, that's not the guy that goes bam. Is it that guy?
Yeah.
Pow! Or whatever. The guy hits it, he's like, bam!
Sounds like a shotgun taking off.
That thing's crap.
It's a shotgun blast when it hit the ball. It sucks, dude.
Boom!
Yeah, whatever he shots, he's like, pow! Boom!
I mean, I'd like to just see one of you guys show up at one of these hoity-toity golf resorts around here.
Golf
courses. Yeah. You guys walk out there, and you got a group of...
Pow!
Boom! You fire that thing
Shazam!
Up.
Shazam!
Like showing up to a motorcycle club with a Honda.
I'd love to see that, guy,
they don't even update the infomercial. The infomercial was filmed in like 88. The guy's got a mullet. He's got the collar popped. His shorts are really short. He's out there going, pow! And he's driving like 750 yards or whatever. It's horse crap.
Well, of course you would. You attach a shotgun shell to the backside of your driver. Bam! I mean, I can't even imagine what that would feel like in your head. What's it feel like? Is it?
Yeah, did
like
you buy
vibration?
One and try it?
It. I couldn't hit that thing. It sounded like a tin can when you hit the ball. It would fly so hard. It just like I said, there's a sucker board every day, and I was one of them.
Yeah, me too, bro. You ain't the only one.
Well, keep checking the mail, man. You might get your $33 back from Snuggie because they duped you on charges and handling.
Yeah, no doubt. He might get a lot more if he had to buy some for the kids, too. He's got a whole bunch of money coming.
Oh, yeah, he might get more than he does on his tax return.
Yeah.
Hell. Let's go to Julie. One more. What'd you buy off TV that was good or bad?
The New Wave Oven.
New Wave Oven, one of the most played infomercials right now ever. They will not stop airing that damn infomercial.
How's that one work for you?
Awesome. We use it every day at my house, and we bake in it, we roast in it, we do everything in it. That thing's amazing.
It looks like it really would work well.
Okay, so is the New Wave Oven, is that the thing where you can put frozen meat and frozen chicken, and it cooks everything in half the time, and you just plug it in, and it's a countertop device?
And you can put your vegetables and everything in there.
Everything.
Wow. So it was kind of the beginning of that damn Instapot.
It's the radiant heat, right? Isn't that what they call that?
See, and look how we recall. See,
it's the drawings they show you. You can see those red little curvy lines and arrows.
You ask Joe anything scientific or technical, he's like, yeah, you know, it's got that thingy on it that plugs into that doodad. Mm-hmm. But then he can recall a radiant heat infomercial. He goes, oh, that's the one with the radiant heat, isn't
it? Yeah, I love it.
We retain all this crap, but you say it works. You use it daily.
Every day we use it, and then we bought the cooktops, the cooktops of the New Wave Oven.
Is that the one that has the gold surface?
No, it's like all black. It's like a cooktop that you heat it. So we don't even use the stove anymore. We just use our cooktops to cook. So we can we can fry food. We can do whatever on it.
Wow. You can put it over the burner, so you turn your burners on, right? And then you lay that thing on top of it, and it heats that thing up, and you can do pancakes, and you can fry burgers, and you can do all kind of cool stuff with it.
So it's like a griddle.
The only downside is you have to get, like, special pots and pans, so, like, it's just, that's the only downside. But other than that, those products, I mean, they work awesome.
Oh, that's cool that you guys like that. So, look, out of the four calls or whatever we had, people got some good stuff that legit worked.
Before me and Emily got back together in my bachelor days, I bought some of those copper pots where they say you can't scratch them.
Yeah.
You know, and they show you, you melt chocolate in there and you melt cheese in there and it comes out real easy.
Yeah.
Those work.
Those work.
Yep.
Yeah, because see, I see the infomercial all the time, and I would think they don't because that big fat chef, Tony, that's showing you how to use it, he shows you how evenly it cooks, but then he shows me the pancakes, and half of the pancakes are burnt. I mean, to a crisp.
That's not those copper things. That's another thing you were talking about.
That's the copper chef. It's the copper chef pan that he cooks on, and it burns the pancakes identical. All four pancakes get burned in half, and he shows you. He goes, look how evenly it cooks. Half of the pancakes on the TV commercial are torched. And I'm like, how are you going to do it? He's like, oh, look at that. They slide right off the pan. They're putting syrup on it. The lady's like, these are amazing. I'm like, how could you say they're amazing? Half of them are burnt in the exact same spot.
I don't know about any of that, but it fries my beef okay.
Fries your beef okay. Well, you know what it is, that damn radiant heat. We got to give you cash so you can go out and buy Snuggies or whatever you want to buy. $1,000 right after these. Hold on.